Earlier this afternoon, hundreds of Amazon employees took part in a walkout and held a rally at the Amazon Spheres in Seattle. They're upset with Amazon's return to work policy and what they're calling a broken climate pledge.
Emissions climbing, time to act.
Emissions climbing, time to act.
Stand together, don't turn back.
KUOW's labor and economy reporter Monica Nicholsberg was there, and she joins us now with some details. Monica, hi.
Hi, Kim.
So what are they demanding from their employer?
So there are really two key issues here that they're focused on. One is the return to office policy. A few weeks ago, Amazon started mandating that their corporate workers come into the office 3 days a week. And there's been a controversial reaction to that, to say the least. The other is this more ongoing concern with Amazon's growing carbon footprint. And that's something that employee activists have really been focused on for years.
So let's talk a little bit about people returning to the office at least 3 days a week. What is it about that particular issue that got these people to walk out today?
This issue has really touched a nerve. And I think it's easy to not have a lot of sympathy for office workers who are being forced to sometimes go into their office. But when you start to talk to folks like people who are at the rally today, you realize that there's kind of an equity concern here. I spoke to someone who has a disability who was hired during the pandemic and feels like this is kind of a broken promise that they were allowed to work from home. It's very difficult for them to be around other people, and now they no longer are able to do that. Another group that it's very important to is parents of young children. Mm. You know, that flexibility can sometimes be the difference between a parent with little kids being able to go back to work or not. And having that taken away is just really difficult for some folks. And I think where this dovetails with the climate issue is another subject that is very controversial, commuting.
Right.
We didn't have to commute during the pandemic, many of us, and suddenly being forced to again is it was very frustrating to some people. It costs money to commute, it costs time to commute, and it costs carbon emissions in many cases. So that is where these two sort of issues that seem like they might not have that much in common sort of dovetail.
Yeah, and interesting to contrast those concerns with all the cheerleading happening from business interests downtown who love seeing more office workers walking around. So you were there today at noon. The walkout began. What was the mood like and what did you hear from people?
The mood was optimistic. I think that there were a lot of people there who hoped and felt like this might be the beginning of a new movement among tech workers. You know, employee activism is not a new phenomenon. It's something that we saw a lot of before the pandemic, but that sort of shifted as we were all at home and didn't necessarily feel comfortable gathering in big rallies and amplifying our voices in that way. So now that we're in this sort of new phase with the pandemic, I think a lot of the people there felt like this is a real opportunity. There were hundreds of people there. The official count depends on who you ask. Mm. Amazon says they counted about 300, whereas the employee activist groups behind this demonstration said it was closer to 900.
Ah, so that would be more.
Yes. But, you know, a good sized crowd. And one kind of funny component of this is, you know, there were all the people down on the ground level of Amazon's headquarters with signs making a lot of noise. And since their office towers are glass, you could see above you the workers who chose not to walk out, but were sort of like fishbowl looking down. Taking videos from their phones.
Right, exactly.
We heard from a number of speakers there as well. There were current Amazon employees, former employees, other activists. One of them, Eliza Pan, she used to work for Amazon and now she's a full-time activist. She was one of the founding members of the group behind this event. And she kind of summed up that optimism that we were talking about.
Today looks like it might be the start of a new chapter in Amazon's history. When tech workers coming out of the pandemic stood up and said, we still want a say in this company and the direction of this company.
So you can hear how Eliza and other activists there really see this moment as an inflection point.
So just quickly, how is Amazon responding to what these workers are asking for?
You know, Amazon says that this is a complicated thing that they're all figuring out together, but they say by and large that the return to office policy is going well. They say a lot of employees like being in person, and they definitely think that the businesses and the sort of ecosystem that has erupted around Amazon and South Lake Union is definitely benefiting. They also say that, you know, be patient with us on climate change. It's very difficult to reduce your carbon emissions when your business is delivering goods to people all over the world. They say that they've done a number of innovative things on climate change.
That's Monica Nicholsberg, KUOW's labor and economy reporter. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Kim.